true.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
These beautiful things that I've got. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That guy is one of the headliners over at Bottle Rock this year. Bottle Rock is back. Oh my God. That's my awesome. Alice has your chance to win 3-day festival tickets for Bottle Rock. And Benson Boone is one of the stars. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Sellers. What are you looking over there for?
Because he's handsome. Look at him.
He is really good looking. Maddie, you have got it going on.
Thank you.
All right, so Bottle Rock, we've got 3-day festival passes, and we're doing them all day. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Sellers. The first taste of summer returns this May 23rd through the 25th. That is Memorial Day weekend. Your headliners are Green Day. Green Day! Justin Timberlake, Noah Kahan, and Benson Boone. Beautiful things that I got.
A lot of good bands on that list, my God, man.
So good. Yeah, you were like reading through the list yesterday.
Cage the Elephant, Ice Cube, Sublime, Four Non Blondes, E-40, Flo Rida.
Public Enemy.
Keeps going. Yeah, Public Enemy's on the list.
Well, in about an hour, we've got your first chance today at a pair of 3-day tickets. We're doing these all week. You want to go? We get tickets for you for all 3 days. Incredible. So 9:05 this morning, 12:05 this afternoon, 5:05 with Janie. We'll give you keywords. You text the keywords to 20357 and you'll be entered for your chance to win a pair of 3-day festival passes to Bottle Rock.
Awesome.
I know. It is awesome. If you are looking for a way to donate to the victims of the LA fire, at our Facebook page, we put up a bunch of links. So there's some info up there, various charities. Easy, though, if you go to redcross.org or text the word Red Cross to 90999, that's a quick $10 donation. If you just want to put a little bit out there today. I want to talk about relationships, and I had a couple cute stories, and then I got some breakups and stuff too. So let's do the cute stuff first. Ben Stiller and Christine Taylor. She played Marsha Brady in the Brady Bunch movies, and she's lovely. She's a very, very pretty, and she and Ben Stiller got together, and you know,
she seemed like a really hot starlet at that time.
Yeah.
And then she married Ben Stiller and they seem to have, like, she sort of took a break.
Yeah. It seemed they married and I think they had a couple kids. And
Dodgeball is like one of the
last movies
I remember.
So they married in the year 2000. They had a couple kids and they separated in 2017. They started living together again platonically during the pandemic. They got kids together and they're just, you know, so he moves in with her, she moves in, and they were, you know, they're separated. But a year into that arrangement, they were a couple again. All told, they were separated for like 3 or 4 years. And Ben says it was actually great for the relationship. She says, we weren't together, but we were always connected. In my mind, I never didn't want us to be together, but I'm so grateful for the separation. You have so much more appreciation for what you have because we know we could not have it. Not sure exactly what he's saying right there. I'm reading you the quote. I'm so grateful for the separation. You have so much more appreciation for what you have because we know we could not have it. Maybe that's the maybe that's the emphasis. Suddenly, you know, we were separated. Now we're together and we know how it is when we don't have that.
Well, I was trying to say that to you the other day and I'm not great at...
With what?
But just in relationships in general, like Christina and I, my partner, my now wife, we'd been through some stuff, you know, having kids and some postpartum and some things that had caused us difficulty. And, you know, it's easier for sure to go, well, that's that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hang and you try, and we went to counseling and we've done multiple other, you know, efforts, you find yourself going, we're good. We're cool. Like, it's cool. And you know, certainly there are relationships where maybe you can't put it back to like that's broken beyond repair, but
something's been said that just ended the whole thing.
Right. But that wasn't the case for us. And I think there's a lot of relationships where you find yourself going, there's no way I could be grown up enough to get over it or move on or move forward. And then you find out, yeah, you are. If you give yourself that chance, if you try, you can, because, you know, as a young man, I would be like, well, I'm getting on down the road from that. That's bye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you never really had boyfriends, and then you just married John.
Yeah, I married John. I mean, I had some boyfriends, but nothing that mattered. Yeah, Whitey and I, he was a boyfriend for a while, but that was it. I had a boyfriend in high school.
What's weird is you can be so all consuming. I don't know how you were so flip with young when you were young, and then
I was busy. I had other things going on. I'm like, oh, you want to back? All right, let's do that real quick. And I'm going on with my life. I had things to accomplish over here. Trying to make it as a rock star.
Wow.
I spent 6 hours today playing guitar. Come on. Never worked. Didn't help me. So I think the takeaway for me here is they break up in 2017, right? So they've had a relationship. We're talking about Ben Stiller and Christine Taylor. They've been married for 17 years. They have kids together. The pandemic rolls around and they're like, look, we know we get along. Like, I actually feel like that, I'm sure there's movies like this. They were sort of forced in that situation. Now you're not seeing anybody else. And you realize, oh my God, I gave this up. They had 3 years to sow their elderly wild oats, you know. Sometimes people just want to sow their wild oats for a while and they come back and he's like, holy crap. If they hadn't been for the pandemic, they probably never would have had an opportunity to realize that they still had something.
I don't know what was wrong. Do they say what was wrong between them in the first place? What caused the breakup?
It doesn't really.
Not that we're owed that answer, but I am curious if that is...
Well, people get sick of boning each other.
Grow apart
for sure.
Or...
Yeah, somebody's not satisfied. Something's going on. We're not talking anymore. I mm-hmm. want some freedom. I want to go try some stuff. I'm a big star and you're not. Whatever. Who knows what it was? But I think that
I think she would have the right to say, you may be a big star, but look at me and look at you.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm a big star, so I can walk around anywhere and get whoever I want. And she's all you had. Then they start living together in the pandemic. I think that's kind of neat. Like, I can actually.
Sarah.
Oh, goodness. Sorry. Excuse me, please.
If you can't hear that, we're sorry.
We're very sorry. There's a very distracting amount of construction farting. Happening in this.
Okay. It really does sound like
it's
that.
Farting construction.
It's low, like level.
Sort of like grumbly farting. Anyway, I can picture them, you know, the kids have gone to bed and they're just, nobody can come over and they can't go anywhere because it's the pandemic and they're sitting on the couch and, you know, that suddenly there's a little spark. And some stuff starts happening.
Well, the spark was there in the first. Yes, exactly. The spark was there.
Yep.
And, you know,
there at one point.
Sometimes other stuff can water that down. But if you can, you know, find that. So good for them. They're back together is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, that's
way
what
to go.
They are saying they, I don't know that they've, so I don't, I guess they didn't divorce. It says they separated in 2017 and now we're back together.
Great. Mm. I like to hear that.
I know. I thought that was pretty good too. This is an interesting. I don't know. Drew Barrymore, very charming. She's delightful. This is a little psycho, but not totally psycho. I mean, it's a little. It's every girl's got a psycho bitch in her. Drew Barrymore chose revenge decades ago. She doesn't say. Unfortunately, she doesn't say this person's name.
Did you just say every girl has a psycho bitch in her?
Oh yes.
Oh.
Oh. How many girls do you know?
I know a lot. I just don't go like, around saying that out loud.
Well, you should never say that. But yes. as the owner,
you're not allowed to say that.
You're not. Because you do not want to meet the psycho bitch that lady's going to let out. Like, everybody has a breaking point. Oh,
go on.
I'm just trying to think what the male counterpoint for that is. Just the macho bastard that comes out. The road rage guy.
The pervert.
Oh, yeah.
Every guy's got it in perfect.
Right. I'll take the bear. Anyway, Drew Barrymore chose revenge. What are you, a bear?
No. This makes me mad.
That's just construction. Grr.
Yeah, grr. Drew Barrymore chose revenge decades ago when she found out an ex-boyfriend was cheating on her. So on her show, I guess this happened yesterday, and she's got SZA on the show, which you'd think that SZA would be telling stories, but that isn't really how it works on Drew's show. Like, she just wants to connect and have a conversation where she sits really close to you and touches you a lot on the couch, which, by the way, apparently she's really trying to back off of that. But I wish her luck. So on her show yesterday, she tells SZA, I took all of his stuff in my house and I put it in his car, and then I rolled his car down the driveway and left it there and just walked away. And then I made the girl he was cheating on me with meet me for drinks with him sitting there. I was like, you're going to sit here and you're going to listen to the two of us talk. So shut up and listen. And then I drove him home and I looked at him and I go, now get out. Just a weird story. Like, what exactly happened? Then, so she would not say who this was, by the way. And she says, now he's a dear friend. I'm like, you know what? We were just kids. I made mistakes too. We're human beings. And there was so much I loved about you. Can we just be in each other's lives? The answer is probably no, but.
That is weird.
I know.
I'm just wondering what was the setup to get them all to drinks? Like.
I know. Like, does she invite the girl?
What guy doesn't go out the back door when he sees the two people?
Immediately leave.
The one who has met the psycho bitch. She's like, it's worth it. We're just going to stay here, I think.
Better face this than
face the music here.
Run from it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Oof. Anyway, I know. It's like, and she doesn't explain it well either. Like, she puts all the stuff in the car, rolls it down the driveway. And then she, I guess, drove him to the bar where they met the girl. Like, I'm not sure. Hmm. Anyway, I guess you had to watch the show to understand.
We need the podcast version of
that. I guess so. Where we get to ask questions? Is that what it is? Anyway.
Where she expands on the story.
Right.
Because that is not, it's leaving a lot of unanswered questions.
Weirdly, it sounds made up. Like, maybe there was some kind of incident, but that just sounds like nobody puts up with that. And you're right. What guy doesn't? We're like, okay, excuse me for a second. I'm going to go to the men's room. Climb out. Go out through the doggy door in the back. So, I got a couple breakups here, and I'm going to start with, this has been sitting here since yesterday, Jessica Alba. No, this might actually be from last week. Jessica Alba and Cash Warren. They've been together for a really long time.
They have a couple kids too, don't they?
They sure do. In fact, that's where her, is she the Honest Company?
She is the Honest Company, and you know what? We use that stuff. Like, we use their shampoo and conditioner on the kids.
Is it supposed to be, like, just safe cleaning products?
And
is it only baby stuff, or is it, like, all, like, household
stuff?
Well,
like, the shampoo isn't baby shampoo. It's kid stuff. Okay. But I think they've got all kinds of products that are supposedly clean, and you hope that's the case. You know, I'm sure there's people out there that look into these things, and maybe, I don't know where they rank on the list. But I'll tell you where she ranks on the list. It's a billion-dollar company.
Yeah. No, she's all set. She's not going to be asking for any spousal support for sure.
I think he's going to be asking for spousal support, won't he?
I would if I was married to her.
I don't know Cash Warren. Do you know Cash Warren?
I don't know Cash Warren. If you'd put him in front of me, I wouldn't have recognized. You want to see a picture of him?
Who gets Jessica Alba?
That guy. And has for 17 years and probably before.
He's handsome enough.
Yeah, he's not a bad looking guy. He's almost like nondescript though. Like
when you Google people, they put their name and then what they do. Uh-huh. And normally it's like, you know, his is film producer / Jessica Alba's husband.
Oh, well.
That is his official,
you know, truthfully,
title.
We can be a job. By we, I mean women in general. Hello. I'm going to need some taken care of. So Jessica and Cash have been married for
a long time.
17 years, yeah. It looks like. And they're saying it hasn't just hit a rocky patch. There are public signs of trouble, which are basically just them being out and about without their wedding rings on. Like, I don't know if that is a sign of trouble. John, actually, he just recently broke his hand up. I think I told you this. He had to get all these stitches on his hand. And his hand, just like the... His hand just broke apart.
I don't know this story.
Yeah, this was before the nose was broken by the softball. He picked up a ball and it smashed his hand and broke his hand apart. Although maybe it was his right. I don't know. Either way.
He's a guitar player.
I know.
He can't have smashed up hands.
Which is why I keep telling him, please stop playing softball. But he
And his left
too.
Hand, if it was his ring hand, then it would have been his guitar playing hand.
It's definitely his wheedly wheedly
hand. Yeah.
I don't have to ask him. It might have been something else, but recently he had to get his wedding ring cut off because he hasn't been able to get that thing off, and it hasn't been off his hand in 20 plus years because the knuckle got big and it was just or whatever.
Oh,
so
no.
he got it. He wound up getting it cut off, and so I wouldn't be the first place I would go if I saw someone without their ring on. I'd be I don't even know if it would occur to me. I guess, but they're saying no. Those were that was the public sign of trouble. Mm. Oh, you don't have your wedding ring on. Oh, yours is tattooed on.
Yeah.
You can't get that thing off.
What did you tattoo there?
This is the one that my wife hated the most that I got, because I got it for her birthday. It has her name, but you can barely read it. It's the one time I just went to a rando shop and didn't go to like my artist. Mm. And yeah, it's...
And she didn't love it?
No, she hated it.
Oh. She wasn't like, thanks for going through the pain for me?
No.
This was after you'd been married a while.
Yeah, this was... Yeah, we'd been married probably 10 years.
Just out of conversation one time, I told Christina, I'm going to get your name on my neck. And she went, I don't want you to do that. And I was like, what more could a guy do?
Please don't do that.
What? You don't want me to do it either?
No, nobody should. I don't know. Like this whole thing where you're going to do a tribute to me on your body, that's just weird. I don't like that.
Well, believe me, she was like, there's no way I do not want that on you at all.
I don't want to show up at places with you and everyone knows my name.
A lot of people think it's bad luck, so.
Oh.
And
well, yeah.
Maybe they're right.
I got to come look at that while you finish telling your story.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, no.
So these guys met, they're now calling them the estranged couple. They met in 04 on the set of Fantastic Four. She was starring in the movie and Cash was working as a director's assistant. And then they got engaged in 2007 and married a year later with a low-key little courthouse ceremony. All right, Vinny, what are your thoughts? Oh,
okay. Oh. He's coming back.
What is he?
Thanks for visiting my room. I love it when people come
in
my room.
It's a nice visit, I know. Yeah. It was a good visit. Solid visit.
Yeah, good
visit.
It's
like the ink didn't take or something. He didn't pack it, or she. He or she didn't pack it.
What does that mean?
It just means that it's gone blurry.
Yeah, so like every other...
It's very blue.
You can barely read it. Like, you just can't read it.
My other tats were all done by the same guy. FTW, shout out, in Oakland. That's where I get most of my stuff done.
Can you just get that removed and then, you know...
I could get it removed. My artist won't touch it. He's like, I'm not covering that thing up. You need to get it removed.
Oh.
Like... He's kind of...
Well, they're persnickety. He's an artist, right?
Believe me, I've gone into the guy that I go to and gone, I think, you know, like with no idea. And I go in and I'm like, what about this? No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's my guy, Jason.
Okay,
way.
What about this? Oh, that might be... Okay, we could probably work with that. And like,
yeah.
There we go. We're
this
off
one on my arm, it's a woman with a old school microphone. I just wanted the microphone and he's like, nah, that would look dumb. And then he drew this one up and I'm like, and it's beautiful. It's like... Yeah.
Oh. Yep. You got to trust your artist or don't go to them.
I do. 100%. I just kind of like, oh, all right, do what you do.
Okay. I'm sorry. So you were telling us about Cash.
This is basically, I've told you the whole story.
They're
Cash Warren and Jessica Alba are divorcing.
Okay.
The other Jessica, who is, oh, by the way, and they are also saying they don't know if they signed a prenup. They married at a courthouse. It's a very simple ceremony. So, but. You know, probably. She was famous enough, right? That she
was a big, like, big up-and-coming star when she got married.
Yeah. What is she famous for? Like, what were
she
her...
was in the... What is that? It's not Marvel, but she was a
Fantastic
superhero.
Fantastic Four.
That's where they met.
That was where they met. I said that while you were...
Sin City.
Oh, yeah. She was in Sin City.
Sin City.
That's right.
I feel like I've seen her in stuff. That's what she... Alias, I believe, or what was it?
No, that was Jennifer Garner.
Alias, but she did have a show.
She did have a show, and that's where she got famous.
Anyway.
Dark Angel.
Oh, Dark Angel.
Yeah.
That was a show. I never watched it, but that was definitely one of those ones you'd hear about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jessica Alba, Cash Warren, headed for divorce. We don't know what the state of that will be, but it's sad. And here's another Jessica divorcing. Jessica Simpson and her husband, Eric Johnson. They have split after 10 years of marriage. They're calling it a painful situation. I guess they married after they had a couple of their kids, because they have a daughter, Maxie, who is 12, and a son, Ace Newt, who is 11. And then they've been married 10 years. So, and then they have a daughter, Birdie May. That's adorable.
That is cute.
And there's a lot of family photos in here. It's very, very adorable. You know, people smile for the camera. And everything looks peachy keen over there on Instagram. So she is, how old do you think Jessica Simpson is now?
43.
42.
She's 44, Vinny. Nice. You're on a roll today.
You've been on a roll of one.
Yeah, she's smoking hot. And I remember John Mayer calling her What was it?
Sexual napalm.
Sexual napalm. There's no hotter description that you could make of anyone ever.
Yeah.
I know he's, you know, puts his foot in his mouth a lot and it's better for him to keep his yap zipped, but that's pretty hot.
Well, it's better than, you know, having someone say, boy, that would have done bad. I remember her. I can't remember what, who's show, like maybe Rosie O'Donnell or something, but she was kind of mad about it. Like,
well, she was embarrassed.
Yeah. Her face her face broke out in hives when it came up.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably the right reaction too. Like, you don't want to be all, like, yeah,
please stop talking about
me. Let me polish my nails while you tell everyone how good in bed I am.
Right.
Like, I get it. She's, you know, hey, zip it. I don't need people coming around looking for, you know,
napalm,
trying to get my best work.
Right. Saving that for my husband for like 6 months. And then I'm done with that because we're having kids and it's marriage. And that's the way things go. Anyway, she says, basically, here's the quote. After 10 years of marriage, Jessica Simpson says, Eric and I have been living separately and navigating a painful situation in our marriage. Our children come first. We're focusing on what's best for them. We're grateful for all the love and support that's been coming our way and appreciate privacy right now as we work through this as a family.
By the way, she's another one with her own multi, if not billion, at least multi-million dollar business that...
She might be a billionaire. It's possible. I see her stuff everywhere. I think it's mostly shoes, but there's definitely a bathing suit line.
Uh-huh.
And maybe like loungewear or something. I don't know.
She's got a whole thing going on. She's probably a billionaire.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So her and Alba.
Her net worth is $200 million.
What?
Not quite a billionaire, but still not bad. Maybe she just puts her name on
something.
That's
the girl who's like chicken of the sea.
Right.
What was that quote?
That was it. She's like,
she thought
something about chicken under, like, what kind of chicken are these?
I forgot.
She's like, it's chicken. It says it right here.
What was that show? Newlyweds?
Yeah. I think it was called Newlyweds.
Her and
the guy from 98 Degrees.
I can't remember his name. Anyway.
I would know. He wound up married to one of the chicks from Entertainment Tonight, like one of the reporters.
So the quote was
Nick, somebody, Neil, somebody?
Nick Lachey?
Nick Lachey.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees. The quote was, I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea. That was it.
Well, she's not a rocket scientist, but she's a lovely young lady.
She made $200 million.
She's richer than we
are. What do you got to say about that?
We should be more like her, I think is what we should try to do. All right, Vincenzo, what's coming up in the news?
I've got updates and more after these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Download the free Odyssey app. Listen to Alice for an hour and you're entered to win $5,000. Every day, someone wins.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control.
Oh.
Ants making your home their new hangout spot. ATCO Pest Control is here to shut down the party.
It is that time of year.
Visit atcopestcontrol.com to kick those pesky intruders to the curb and reclaim your space. That's atcopestcontrol.com. All right, here's what's happening. So it is nice out. Really nice, actually. Yeah. Sunny and 60s today. Soak it up.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got a bunch of stuff, including, where did my update on? It looks like they have Palisades and Eaton fires. These are down south. They're the ones that have been burning that you've been hearing about. They've been held in check as crews prep for challenges with winds.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are pros. I know we went through it here in Northern California, up north, but also where I live, and you find out just how important our firefighters are, and you realize, oh, they're just not people with hoses.
No. Nope.
They have a plan.
Yep.
And they go for these things. Like,
they even practice.
Mm-hmm. So they're doing great work down there.
Thank you.
And let's hope, fingers crossed, right now, let's see, officials reported 17% containment early Tuesday morning.
Oh boy, that is so low.
It moves fast though, and that's the good news.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, crews inch forward in the Eaton fire, getting 35% containment. And with any luck, they'll be able to make gains. Yes, the Santa Ana winds are expected to come back, but hopefully...
Yes, fingers crossed. Just let's hope for the best.
It's enough.
It's enough already.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's there is some good news out of that. That's where I want to leave that.
All right.
The best and worst states to raise a family.
Okay.
Let me go down to the bottom of this list.
Okay, the worst place to raise kids.
The worst place to raise kids in America is New Mexico.
Hmm.
And I went, all right.
What do they say specifically?
It doesn't say. It's just very low in all the different rankings, which is family fun rank, health and safety rank, education and child care rank, affordability rank, and socioeconomics rank.
Worst.
Just New Mexico at the bottom.
Huh.
West Virginia's not far off at 48.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What's going on over
what's
there?
Yeah, what's up with that?
The school systems are a wreck.
And you are ranked 50th of the states in family fun.
What?
There's no family fun to be had in Appalachia?
I mean, we don't have any, like, amusement parks, but, like, you got the rivers and, you know, go hiking and fishing.
There's mines.
Are there people playing
fun.
Banjos on the side of those rivers?
Uh-oh.
No.
You got a pretty mouth. You sure got a pretty mouth.
All right. All right. It's enough.
Nevada comes in very low.
Oh.
On the list.
You know, deserty places, that sort of makes sense, right? You're not really hanging out outside for half the year.
Nevada ranked 5th for family fun, but then way down at the bottom for other things, like 50th for socioeconomics rank and affordability rank. 50th.
Wow.
Nevada.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, back to the top. Number one best state for families, Massachusetts.
Oh, really? Why?
Affordability rank, number one. Education and child care rank, number one.
Hold on. Massachusetts is ranked number one for affordability?
Family fun rank, 11th. Health and safety rank, 5th.
Wow.
Minnesota, North Dakota, Nebraska.
Omaha. Hold on, I have that. I do.
Did that one leave? Oh, it didn't leave?
It didn't leave, yeah. Somewhere in Middle America. Yeah, Nebraska. All right.
Nebraska comes in... 4th place.
Wow.
The best state to raise a family. New Hampshire comes in at 5th. Let's see. California came in at 28th.
Oh.
Ranked number one for family fun.
Bottom half, though.
But real low on a lot of the others.
Mm.
What else are we looking for here? Well, we already said West Virginia. So there you go, though. Massachusetts. And I got this from Wallet Hub. Best and worst states to raise a family in 2025.
Mm.
Massachusetts.
I loved growing up there. It was great. It was wonderful. I've lived in a few different states and I guess I was only a kid in that one state. I'm a product of the public schools of Massachusetts.
I don't like breaking the eggs of different generations, but that is often how stories come to us, sort of like, hey,
these kids these days. All right.
So the story lead-in is, how many Gen Zers does it take to change a light bulb?
All of them. They all have to do it together, and their mom has to help. It's a lot. And then they got to,
In a new survey, 1 in 5 people between the ages of 18 and 27 claimed they couldn't change a light bulb and would just hire someone else.
Again?
1 in 5 people believe that's
20%.
Between the ages of 18 and 27 claimed they couldn't change a light bulb and would just hire someone else to do it, especially if it was a ceiling light, because going up on a ladder would be too dangerous.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's, we're doomed. I think this is just more evidence of we're doomed.
Is that laziness? Is that lack of...
I don't know. Your mom didn't want you to touch anything glass and fragile because, God forbid, you might cut yourself or learn something about the world or righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. I don't know. We don't want anything to happen to our kids.
The report found that Gen Zers are spending more than $1,500 a year on average calling in pros to do basic jobs they could probably do themselves. That's five times what boomers spend on stuff like that. Boomers.
Yeah. That's,
I tried to change all my sinks. Each one. I got underneath there and tried, and it turned out every one of them was glued in.
Which is not the way.
They all had to be cut out of there.
I can't believe that, Vinny.
And every one of them, the guy had to pull.
Did you tell that on the air? You told that on the air, right?
Yeah, I think. I thought I did.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
It was just one of those things where I was like, okay.
They just mass.
I'm not the strongest I've ever been. And, you know, sometimes I think Christina does it to be nice to me. She'll go, I can't get that. And then I'll open it and she'll go, God, you're so strong. And I'm like, she's doing that just to be nice to me.
No, she's not doing that to be nice to you.
As she nods, yes.
What? She's not. You're definitely that strong.
Anyway, I'm just saying, each one of them, it made me feel better when the plumber showed up and went, yeah, I can't get this.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut it out.
Does feel good. Right?
And I went, oh, thank God. Because if you just
did they have to pull the whole vanity top off? Did you have to like replace the vanities? How'd you
get
them out?
They went in from underneath and he just cut the screws that they put them in with glue.
Oh my God.
They were glued in. And he told me.
That's how they do it.
They do that a lot. He said, based on what I've seen so far, your toilets are probably glued in too. So get ready to ruin the floor when you have to replace those.
And so if you want to change a faucet, you have to redo your bathroom, basically.
That
sucks. How many bathrooms you got in that joint? Four?
I don't even want to count.
One at a time.
It isn't just changing light bulbs. The survey also found that a lot of Gen Zers don't know how to do basic car maintenance, even cleaning their own car. No thanks.
Oh.
Hanging picture frames.
That's hard. We hung up pictures yesterday. That's so funny.
You did?
Yeah.
Pictures of what?
This one thing we have. It's a nautical map of the San Francisco Bay. It's really cool.
Oh, that is cool.
I finally got it framed and got it hung up.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, it's just an S show and we start bickering and stuff and moving over here and I don't want it to be that high and make it, you know, he's like, I can't find a stud. We'll have to use an anchor. Like, okay, whatever. It's been on the list. It's off the list now though. It's up. Things up. It's a little higher than I wish it was. But
what do you mean it's a little higher than
the top of it's a little higher than I wish it was.
You didn't stop him? You didn't say.
Well, by the time we got the things in there and we had consulted with each other, which is a nice way of putting it. We got the thing up there and we straightened it out and I stood back and went,
it's too high.
It's not too bad. But 2 inches lower, I think, would have been perfect.
So why don't you, no? You just decided to cut your losses.
There.
Okay.
It's in there. It looks fine. It's fine. It's above a desk. Be plenty of room above the desk for a monitor or something.
Florida man type story.
Ooh, Florida man.
These are rejected Florida personalized license plates, considered too racy for the road.
So, mom and dad, when you're driving on the road, you would never, this is too racy for you. All right.
Hawk-tua.
Oh, Hawk-tua. Why is that too racy?
Turd.
Oh, turd is.
These are all, they've all been told.
Spelled how? Just T-U-R-D.
T-U-R-D.
All right, turd.
Only fan.
That's funny.
I don't know why that would be.
I don't understand why any of these are so far. Who cares? If someone wants to put turd on their car like an idiot.
Pimping out. A22HOL3.
A-O-C-U-U.
Yeah, let's stop.
Yeah, don't go all the way.
I didn't.
Right.
I didn't.
No, that was
you
good.
Saw
though.
Me stop.
So the A22 is, that's like, I see what it is. Those are like S's?
Yes.
Okay.
V-I-B-R-8.
Okay.
O-R.
Nothing wrong with that. Come on.
Zero, like the number zero.
And three Fs?
Zero F-C-K.
Oh.
Anyway, there's a whole list out there of things people were trying to make personalized plates. I don't know. I mean.
I don't see, you know, let people do what they want. But I guess we got to keep a level of decorum on the roads. If someone drives by with a turd plate, you're going to drive off the road, obviously, and crash.
A small town in France randomly inherited $10 million.
The town did? Okay.
It's a town near Normandy called Tiberville. A 91-year-old guy who'd never even been there left them $10.2 million from his estate because it's where his family name came from.
Oh.
His name is Roger Tiberville. So he left Tiberville $10 million.
Well, his ancestors left there.
Less than 1,800 people live there, oh, and $10 million is more than five times their annual budget.
So are they
they're
build
putting
a water
it in
park?
The bank and planning to slowly dole it out.
Oh.
That's a ton of money to leave to.
Yeah. Any town.
I mean,
would
it's
love
his money.
That.
He can do what he wants, but sheesh.
He must be rich.
I guess.
Because, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously he's at least 10 million rich, but he must be rich and have either no descendants or so much money that they're not going to notice that he left $10 million to Tiberville.
Tiberville.
Tiberville. Tiberville.
Are you sick and tired of it?
I sure am. I can't take it anymore.
A poll of 2,000 Americans found 97% of us. That's most of us.
Yeah. We are just
My math
sick
is
and
right.
tired of us.
It's
of it.
It's a lot of us are sick and tired of one thing or another.
Yeah.
Apparently 3% feel fine about the state of the world. But
oh.
97%.
Treat yourself.
I've had it up to here.
With your round of sausage.
You don't hear that much anymore, do you? I've had it up to here.
Had up to here? Yeah, let's bring that back. Like, I've had it up to here with you.
That was a regular at my house.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were regularly filling people up to here
yeah.
with that. I mean, no wonder you heard that a lot.
I think that was a Sandy. That was a top line. From Sandy.
I have had it up here with you. Yeah. What's the original thought, though, in this one?
Back to the story.
Yeah. Because I like that.
Let's see here. 86% of people have had it with misinformation online.
Yeah.
That includes biased reporting in the news.
Yeah. Which is all there is now. People absolutely lean it the way that they... And you find what you want to see.
I do think I want to believe... The networks, the basic networks, are still trying to deliver
yes.
an evening news that is
just the facts
for the most part impartial.
Right.
I think it's
which is what journalism's
right.
supposed
There's
to be.
There's a lean in everybody, but I want to believe they're trying. That's what I want to. I don't know.
Well, if that was all any of us watched, I'm sure we'd be fine.
Right. Are you sick of it?
I am totally sick of
Misinformation
it.
Misinformation online is number one. Politics and government in general.
Oh, I couldn't be more sick of it. I am. It almost pains me when people I know, people I fully agree with everything they're saying, and I just don't want to hear about it anymore. It gets me all riled up. I get so mad. I don't want to hear about it. I'm sick of it.
Violence and crime. Economic issues like inflation and cost of living and social issues and divisiveness round out your top five of I've had it up to here.
Oh. Had enough of that.
It's one of the things that I just saw, and this is I'm really not trying to be
yes, you
anti-Republican.
Are.
Oh, no, it's okay. Just this one person is in the news saying, would the people who can change the weather just fix the weather so the Southern California fires will be put out?
Wait, did she say that?
Do you know who I'm talking
to? Marjorie Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that chick is effing crazy.
I was like...
She is so crazy.
You think there's someone who can stop the wind? Like, just stop it. You think that's a possibility?
Well, she was saying it's like the Jewish laser guns. She is bananas, and she's just so, like, she, no sense of just dignity. She is
I saw that
a
clip,
nightmare.
Like in a corner on one of my sources and just went, yeah. Where's my
Maybe that was just a
sausage?
Clickbait. Ugh. Have your treat yourself around a sausage. It's like,
ugh. I saw it and just went, oh, God.
Keep it breezy.
Can you just turn the wind off to get rid of these fires? Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Thanks.
No, we weren't. We
that's
didn't
our
think
government
of that.
At work. Don't you see what you're doing? You get me all riled up. Now. Like, please stop talking about it. Oh, God. I feel like I have no control when it comes. I'm just start like ranting and raving. And get that. I don't want to talk about it. Ah, it's crazy.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. My Gen Z daughter was ready to murder me.
Oh.
When she got a flat tire in our driveway and I made her change the tire herself instead of calling AAA. Later, she thanked me.
Yeah. Changing a tire? I've never done it by myself. I did it with my dad, though.
She loves knowing that she can do it again if she needed to. Melissa in Menlo Park.
Yeah. Good job, Audacity. Melissa. Audacity. That's good.
I was about corrected, I guess, to that.
Well, it is a made-up word.
Odyssey.
My daughter is 25 years old and extremely capable of doing everything that Vinny listed, but she's also an equestrian and probably a lot more capable than most Gen Zers. April from Antioch, you're not partial at all.
Aren't you special?
Well,
you know, I am working on that, though. I've talked to my daughters. I try to do, like, you do that.
Yep.
You pay. Here's my wallet. Pay for this. Go in the store and get that. Whatever. Like, trying to get them to not be helpless.
Right. Yes.
I would be so bummed if I found out they just looked at the self-checkout and went, I don't know what to do. Help.
Yeah. Don't go. You know what? You don't belong in that line. Go to the help desk. Go get it checked out over there. Get out of my way. I'm trying to self-check out. I can work this. I've been watching the checkers go boop for years. I got it. You, not so much. Go practice over there.
Jessica Simpson is a family friend of ours, says 707.
Oh, and?
She's a very smart businesswoman. She is extremely intelligent and pegged as a dumb blonde.
Well, she did it to herself.
Yeah, the
oh, this person's defensive about chicken. It. But maybe this listen, person's not that smart either.
That's what I brought that up though for that reason. She's a hundred millionaire.
Yeah. 200 million.
Like that's
yeah, good.
She
for
did
her.
It.
She certainly did.
Bad time for Jessica's third Jessica, Timberlake's wife, is also rumored to be prepping a divorce.
We've heard that. Yeah. Well, there was a video this morning. I didn't even ask you to do it because there's swears in it. Like Justin Timberlake, some guys are going down whatever road. They can see it's him in the car. And they're like, hey, Justin, roll down your window. You know, and he rolls it down and he is a jerk. Like people are having a day. I get it. But I was like, oh, no. He could have completely diffused it by going, hey, guys, how you doing? Put the window back up. That's it. But no, he's all like, do you want something? Do you need something? And then F words.
Well, yeah, I love you as Branch.
Yeah, that's
in Trolls.
That's so, not what the guys really, were. The guys were so, just, you know, yelling stuff at him. But it's
he's
funny
spectacular
too.
Spectacular as Branch. Like I'm not kidding.
Well, he's an incredibly talented person.
Yes.
Yeah. But it seems like he's on edge. Maybe that's because Jessica's like you. I am done with you.
415 says, Vin, I'm with her. Don't get Dusty tattooed on your neck. No, I was. I just, you know,
Dusty,
I even said
you
this.
You could
to,
get Dusty on your
I
neck.
I said this to Sarah off the air, too. I'm like, you know, I think of things and ask questions all day long.
Well, she gave you her reaction
and
to it.
And it was really vile. Like, it was not, she was very opposed. Not mildly opposed, right. But like, no.
Yeah. I'm sure there's plenty of girls out there, Vin, who would be like, sure,
get my
name tattooed on your neck. But it's...
What if John tattooed Sarah on his neck?
I would not be psyched about it.
Why?
Because I don't need everyone knowing my name everywhere we go.
Well, maybe they think it's
his
mom.
Says the lady who hosts a radio show in the Bay Area.
I don't know. That to me is like... I don't
You're
need that.
You're afraid the overexposure will be on John's
no.
neck.
It's not overexposure. It's just like gross. Like somebody's name crawling up your neck. It's like, just stop it. But I am the person who is like, don't get a tattoo on your face. Don't get a tattoo on your neck. Make it so that you could put on a shirt and tie and go to work and then be all party underneath. That's just me though. You know? That's all I'm saying. What are you looking
Poor
to see
John.
If you can cover it up with a shirt and tie?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, what's
John
coming up in this?
Tattoos.
He wants to get a name tattooed on his neck. I'm sure of it.
Oh, I'm sure that's true. Why do I keep holding him back? Coming up, a pair of Bottle Rock passes.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.